What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We went back into the first round to get him. And now the expectations are there. We're going to talk about who that is and what those expectations are in just a second. Braves, Mets tonight, guys. Game one of a three-game set. Grant McCauley is going to join us here in about 10 minutes. We'll talk to him about not only tonight's contest, but this challenge in front of the Braves to get back into the hunt. And Mike and I have spent a lot of time today talking about we're 13 out in the division. Okay, that's the Mets leading us by 13 games. Then the wild card is 7.5 games. That is doable and sounds more likely than catching the Mets at this point. But you go, all right, that's fine. We got the Phillies coming up. We got the Marlins. Marlins before the Phillies. Phillies currently are 11 games in front of us. That still seems daunting. Mike, this is the challenge starting tonight with these head-to-head games against the Mets that's in front of us.
Yeah, man. And it's been interesting how the Mets, you know, they've obviously been, we're looking up the Mets and the Phillies, but they've had a little bit of lulls and they come back up and the Mets have just lost three in a row. So, I mean, if you're looking
at good or bad?
I don't know. I mean, I think maybe we get them at the right, maybe we get them at the right time.
Okay.
You know, and the Braves start rolling. We'll talk to Grant about it. Also the argument about the dead ball. I want to get into that with Grant when he comes on the show here a little bit later, because a lot of people feel part of the problem the Braves are having is a problem that baseball's having because they hit a monkey around with the baseballs.
All right. Look, James Pierce Jr. We got him to get sacks. He was a guy that was in the SEC and had the most pressures of anybody in the SEC. He comes as a guy to the Falcons that everybody was talking about. He can get to the quarterback. So, Mike, what does he have to do to prove himself in year one that it proves to us that the Falcons made the right choice? And I'm just going to throw out some numbers here, and you tell me if this is realistic or not. Micah Parsons had 13 sacks in his first season with the Cowboys as a rookie. 13. If you look at other guys in the NFL, guys like, oh, I don't know, Dwight Freeney, who had 13 sacks also in his rookie year. When you look at a guy like, Mike, some of the all-time greats, and this may be unfair, but the point is they came into the league and immediately you saw impact.
Right. I don't want to have to wait. I don't want to work in progress. I don't need that.
Alden Smith, as crazy as he was, had 14 sacks his rookie season.
Right.
And then you go, all right, well, fine, Dukes. Who's the all-time guy? What's the ceiling? Javon Kearse had 14.5 sacks his rookie season
with the
Titans.
Yeah.
And nobody's come close to this as a rookie. That guy's was 1999. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that James Pierce Jr. is going to do that. But, Mike, if you're telling me that, all right, he's a difference maker and he got all these pressures in the SEC and he may be the best pass rusher in this draft, and if they were going to draft him earlier than they anticipated, and even if he was there, they were going to go up and get him, okay, then we're talking about a guy that's going to get 12 or 13 sacks,
well,
right?
They said they fell in love with this guy. All right, then why? Let's see it. I don't need this slow burn. You know, which, if I'm honest, is what Arnold Ebiketie was granted. He was a second-round pick. But there's that, you know, oh, you know, he's kind of, if he only has six or seven sacks, maybe that's as good as he, you've got to have an impact. So, yeah, if you want to stack him up there with Micah Parsons or Javon Kearse, I mean, he would, I'm telling you, sure as we're sitting here, they were going to take him at 15.
Okay.
If Jalen Walker doesn't fall to them, they're going to take, and again, there probably would have been some analysis on NFL Network and ESPN that it was a reach at 15. But they were locked into this guy, and the general manager and the coach. Coach just told you at the minicamp, they fell in love with a guy. But he's got now he's got to, in the words of Madonna, justify that love.
Julius Peppers had 12 his rookie season. Can he do that? Like, the names I'm mentioning, you know them. Because they ultimately end up being great players no matter what franchise. Guys, there is a guy that nobody thought was going to be as good as he was. His name's Charles Haley. Charles Haley came in the league, took the league by storm. He had 12 sacks. This is in the late 80s, early 90s. He comes in the league, and back then, Mike, you were holding. You could knock guys in the head, hand slap them, head slap them. Charles Haley came in and immediately had an impact. That's what I need, and it may be too much for you to say, Dukes, you're asking way too much of James Pierce Jr. Am I?
Well, again, this is a guy, that, and this is why when we had these conversations, a lot of folks kind of raised their eyebrows at us doing that and mortgaging a first-round pick to get him. So he's kind of got it. Now, I don't want to start – we're not stacking extra pressure on him. It's just – this is the analysis after the draft. Just like Pitts, guys, you guys are too hard on Pitts. Well, he's a fourth overall player. He's supposed to be more than a guy who's had one good season in his career. So that, you're right. It's not wrong to ask for that. Joey Bosa, 10.5 sacks to start his career. Vaughn Miller, 11.5 sacks to start his career. Guys, you just knew they were as good as billed.
Yeah. And by the way, if
Bradley Chubb, 12 sacks as a rookie.
Well, he had a guy on the other side, though.
Terrell Suggs, 12 sacks as a rookie.
And I don't know if we have that, but if he had Vaughn Miller on the other side, I mean, like.
Well, we got Leonard Floyd is solid. And they like Onyemata. They're really high on Ruka, row. I know these are the fans. We haven't seen a full season of it, but they feel between Floyd, the rotation, Jalen Walker, Ebiketie's part of that. Then you throw the linebackers are going to be part of the mix, you know, like Caden Ellis. I mean, you should have a good rotation. You could also make the argument with all those guys that maybe you don't get a chance to get double-digit sacks because it's just not going to be in the offing.
Okay, then he's not that good.
Well, no, but if he does become a guy, then this gets down to Jeff Ulbrich, how Brick decides to use these guys. If you want to say if he gets six sacks, you're going to say he's a bust.
He's not that good.
Are you a difference maker or not? The names I'm reading you in their rookie seasons were difference makers.
Reggie White, 13 sacks. Granted, he played in the USFL before that.
How many years have you asked this team to go get a pass rusher in the first round, Mike? We went and got two.
Right.
And you're going to tell me that they're not going to be difference makers? That I'm supposed to expect 5.5 sacks? It's not good enough.
No. I mean, well, look, they drafted this guy. They're scouts. They're one-on-one. They talked about their due diligence, going deep dive, getting underneath the fingernails, see what this guy's all about. And you also heard other teams that weren't going to be interested in James Pierce Jr. But the Falcons feel that they did the deep dive and they got their guy. But there is going to have to – you're right. He's got more pressure on him certainly than Jalen Walker.
Jalen Walker, he does.
You know, I mean, we were surprised that Mike Hale Williams went before him to the 49ers, but they loved his size and athleticism, and the Falcons loved James Pierce Jr.'s size and athleticism.
What do you guys think? Too much? 404-726-0929. You can let us know. Text us as well. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant's coming up. We'll talk Braves and Mets tonight. And also some other stories we've got to get to here a little bit later on this hour. Look, when we start talking about this, I'm so over this. Well, if he comes in and gets three.
No.
If he comes in and gets five.
Well, but here's the thing. I mean, why are we putting all the pressure on? Because they mortgaged a first-round pick, but Jalen Walker's the guy. I don't want to say a poor man's Micah Parsons, but a slightly smaller Micah Parsons type. That was the comp on him all through the pre-draft.
So he's going to get 13 then.
Well, he should. But again, I don't know what the usage rate is. I didn't want Jeff Ulbrich getting hired here. You know how I feel about this. I don't think Jeff Ulbrich is all that great, but they love him, and everybody's a family affair with the Falcons, so what's old is new. But I hope he friggin' knows what he does in this rotation. And I hope the D-line coach maximizes it. But you went from having no guys. And now you've got a wealth of guys we believe can do the job. They haven't done it at the NFL level, But you've got a bunch of guys that should fit well together. And Leonard Floyd, you know, again, if he does what he does, that's 7 or 8 sacks. That's his resume.
Yeah, look, I think Leonard Floyd is going to get his. I do. Is Yvonne Miller at this point on the other side of a guy like Bradley Chubb? No, but I'm with you.
Also, Michael Penix Jr. has as much to do with this as Jeff Ulbrich. Because if we're scoring 4 touchdowns or more a game, like in 2016, Shanahan's offense, putting pressure on teams, they're playing catch-up, the other team's run game goes away, and all of these guys profit and get a bunch of sacks because teams are throwing the ball a million times.
My expectation for James Pierce Jr. is, hold on, 11.
Nah, he's not getting 11.
What?
He's not going to get 11 sacks.
Why not?
Because there's too many other guys. The law of averages says, unless there's injuries.
Too many other guys. Other dudes. He's not seeing the field enough?
Well, I mean, now, he better come out ready. But to your point, we just gave you the list of guys. No, I'm with you. I'm just playing. You know me. I don't like playing devil's
advocate.
Well,
then don't.
But I don't know what he is. I wasn't going to draft him at 15, and I wasn't going to move up in the first back in the first round for him. I thought they were moving up for Malachi Starks in the first
round.
Why
is my expectation too much? Why is it too much? 11 from a guy that we went back in the first round and got, and everybody's saying he's a difference maker? Help me with this.
Well, be a difference maker.
That's what I'm saying. Out
of the box, let's go. Be the Kool-Aid man. Busting people's heads.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
And if hopefully what we've got is, and I don't know how, again, I don't know how this rotation works. And by the way, for the 50th time, I hope I'm wrong about Ulbrich.
I love you. Because you're like, I give out a number, and you're like, he ain't getting that.
He's not getting 11.
It's like he's got to be different. He's got to be great. They went and got him. He ain't getting that. Then what's the expectation?
Well, I mean, yes. We should, as Falcon fans, we should expect this team to now be in the top third of the NFL in sacks in 1 year. That means that Terry Fontenot and his scouting staff got it right. And the coach Raheem and the guy's instincts about James Pierce was right. I hope I'm right. You know, I'm just going by. I saw James Pierce play at Tennessee. I thought he was inconsistent. I think you see the tremendous athleticism. You see the speed that you
11.
Can't coach. You got the height and the size advantage. You can't coach that. But I mean, but is he going to bring the motor every time he's out there?
11, Mike.
All right, man. I'm down with that. I'm more concerned. Jalen, I want 10. 10 for Jalen, 8 for Pierce. How's that? 18 sacks of those two. And that's basically what the Rams got with their great defensive drafts the last couple of years.
Wait a minute. Didn't the second guy, Pierce, have the best pressure rate in the SEC last year? More than Jalen?
Right, but how was Jalen used by Georgia?
I'm just saying.
But that goes back to how Kirby uses these guys.
This is the guy that is supposed to do what he's been doing at Tennessee. We're just going to line you up over here. Right over there. That's your spot. Go.
All right. Yes.
They're not trying to teach him and coach him up in a way that I think they're trying to do with Jalen because they want him to master what they want him to do. All I'm saying is James Pierce Jr. is considered to be one of these rookies, guys, that the only way we say, yeah, you know what, that was the right move, if he has impact.
Right.
And if he doesn't, we're going to be sitting here in the fall, I guarantee you, as Charles Barkley would say, and we're going to be talking about, well, I don't know why he went back in the first round to get that dude.
Yes. He can't be.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
He's got to stud it out. I get your argument. I just don't think you're going to get that production. Hope I'm wrong.
So you're saying he's not good enough?
I didn't think he was worth the first round pick, and neither did anybody else in the NFL. So everyone was so freaked out when we did it. Now, again, that's in the hindsight of just draft analysis. That's not guys on the field doing their jobs. Now we're going to see what these guys are all about. As I said to a listener the other day, for all I know, Pierce could be better than Jalen Walker, which would certainly not be the narrative after the draft.
So that'd be 13 sacks then.
Definitely. Definitely 13.
That would be 13 then.
But again, if all these dudes do their job, and Ebikadi's still part of that rotation, I'm just saying, if all the manpower we've added, you might not get enough chances to get those sacks. So let's see. By the way, Falcons, real quick, made a roster move. They grabbed Chase McClellan last year as a 6th-round running back out of Alabama. They cut him loose. They picked up Jashawn Corbin. Only reason I know this dude, he was pretty good for Florida State back in the day. Had a bunch of touchdowns. It was, remember the year they had McKenzie Milton, the quarterback, before Travis got the job?
Yes.
Anyway, this kid's pretty good. He was the UFL's leading rusher. He bounced around the NFL. He was with the Giants, a bunch of other teams. He's only 24. But the Falcons signed Jashawn Corbin. He was leading the UFL this year in rushing.
Okay.
He's, by the way, he's a good size. He's a nice compliment. I don't know if this means anything about Algiers' future here, but he's over 6 feet. He's about 215.
Yeah.
He's a good size running back.
You need backs for camp. We know who the dude is, right? What's up, B? We know who the guys are, but that's a good signing. We'll see where it goes. McClendon, right? He never really panned out. Did he even play last year?
No. He was in two games. He had 13 attempts for 32 yards last year.
Mm. All right, we're coming back.
By the way, you don't have expectations? You should. We'll go around the yard with Grant McCauley, Braves Mets tonight. We'll get you all caught up on everything involving this series coming up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next. Big series tonight over at Truist Park. Grant McCauley is here. Let's go around the yard. And Grant, let's start first with the daunting task that is in front of our team, and that is just to find a way to get back into it. But, you know, I heard Brian Snicker say after Sunday's loss, which was a game in which we scored one run, basically, you know, just sustaining the offense has been the hardest thing. And I want to just start there because we're not going to win any of these games, whether it's Mets, Marlins, Phillies, if we can't consistently, you know, do that. How does Snit go about this, not only for this series, but maybe for this stretch of division games? Does anything change, and what's the approach?
Do that can change. I don't know that there's a lot that he can do that can change, but there are things, obviously, that individually guys can change and adjust and hopefully string some of that together. That's really been the problem for it. You look at this lineup, it's changed a lot. Pieces move around, and there's a reason for that. It's not because Brian Snitker doesn't really know how to put together a lineup. It's Brian Snitker is, as much as anything, searching for combinations that work and something that will click. It's the reason why you see Eli White batting second when you have multiple all-stars hitting lower in the lineup. It's just been a one step forward, two steps back kind of thing with the offense. You feel pretty good for a game or two or a series, and the next thing you know, the lights go out again. So I don't know that, you know, again, we're ever going to find the answer on one of these calls. I hope that we do, but they're going to need to find it before we're able to talk about it, and they continue to look for it.
Grant, I know this is a really wonkish nerd question, but I was telling Carl last break, I've seen a lot of stuff on social media this season, and I just saw more today where people are showing, and I'm not a big exit velocity, you know me, I get it, you can swing harder, the ball goes farther, but the exit velocity, guys are hitting the ball with a lot of exit velo, and it's just not going out of the park, and it's been written that the seams are higher, so there's more aerodynamic drag. It just seems like, is this the worst possible year for a team that really needs a long ball to potentially have a ball that's dead?
Yeah, I mean, it's not helping, certainly. I think, and I'd have to go back and look. I had Eno Saris on from the Diamond a few weeks ago, and we were talking about some of the ways that Major League Baseball is grading umpires and some metrics that let you know what pitchers are basically on the wrong side of the strike zone. It's really fascinating conversation. Then when we got to the end of it, it was, hey, so the baseball seems to be weird again this year. Would that surprise you? And Eno laughed and said, no, it wouldn't surprise me at all. And now we see that a report has come out, now that we're 2 months into the season, that the ball is flying, what, in a lesser rate than at any time in the StatCast era. That doesn't make me feel great about what exactly is going on. Andrew McCutchen, who obviously fans of the game know very well, he's been around for a long time, he's been a player rep, and he's with the Pirates again, and said that an MLB representative told him, yes, we know the ball is different this year, the seams are higher, we're still workshopping and trying to figure out a way to solve that, but every baseball is hand-sewn in Costa Rica, and it's been that way for a very long time. So when humans do things, as we know, there are and is the possibility of it getting messed up or mistakes being made. But the fact that we have to talk about this every single year or every couple of years is kind of exhausting. So to get back to your question, which is, you know, for the Braves, a team that hits the ball hard, and I will once again say, you want to be hitting the ball hard frequently, because that, the numbers say, and it's not really arguable, is typically where the best hitters find themselves. This certainly doesn't help. But I think that they have problems that go beyond that, and it's not just hitting the ball hard, it's strikeout rates and other things that can sometimes confound a team in an offense. And I think the Braves have kind of been at the intersection of a lot of those things.
Let's talk about Ronald Acuna here for a second.
He's good.
He is good. Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Mets in town to start a three-game set with our Bravos. He is on the cusp of making phase two of the All-Star voting. Can you explain that, Grant, and why we want people to get out and vote Ronald Acuna?
Well, he's a great player, and this is the opportunity to be featured among the great players of the game. I know that the All-Star game is not necessarily everybody's cup of tea. I mean, I'm just looking for small victories like Major League Baseball waking up and realizing it was cool to see everybody wearing their actual team uniform rather than those monstrosities that Nike has been pumping out for the last 4 or 5 years. But putting that aside, Ronald Acuna Jr. in Atlanta is seemingly back to the level in which he was from an offensive perspective in the prime year of his career of 2023, the heights that we've seen it. I think Ronald's burning as brightly now as he was then. I mean, he's coming off a National League Player of the Week award in which he batted .619 in 26 plate appearances with one strikeout. This is a guy that's seeing the ball well. I kind of thought that it would intersect, to use that word again, with the Braves' success when Ronald got back. Instead, somehow the team is 7-14 with him, and that's not his fault. You got to get some other guys to start hitting as well. But going out and voting for Ronald Acuna Jr. is a vote well spent, because number one, he deserves it. There are not three better outfielders in the National League than Ronald Acuna Jr. There may not be three better players in baseball than him when he's playing at this level. So that would be my elevator pitch or my soapbox for voting for Ronald Acuna Jr., who I think will be the starting right fielder in the All-Star game at Truist Park.
So our man Grant McCauley, guys, best baseball man in town. As we like to say, it's nut-cutting time against the Mets, man, 7 of the next 10.
Yep.
So Profar, they're going to basically give him a lot of work in Gwinnett, and then July 2nd. What do you? We haven't seen him since, you know, the first week of the season. What do you expect?
Well, I think that's the great question, Mike, is what can you expect from a guy that came off of a year? Because he signed a one-year deal with the Padres when it kind of looked like maybe the bloom was off the rose for Profar and he was going to go into that journeyman backup role, and then he popped a career year, and then he gets popped for PEDs. Now, what exactly can he offer the club? Can it be better than what they've gotten in left field? I certainly hope so, because I believe at last check, Braves left fielders were batting around .230 with a .260 on base and 2 home runs this year. That's not what you need from a corner outfield spot. He's got to be part of the solution. You can figure out the other things that you'll deal with, the elephant in the room, if you will, of not being able to use him in October, but you got to get there first, and maybe he can help him get there. They're certainly hoping he can as a switch hitter. with some versatility and some good contact skills, it would seem to sound a little bit like a hitter who could be useful for the Braves if he can show that he's capable of performing at a level that's at least commensurate with the three-year, $42 million contract he got.
Grant McCauley joining us, guys. Braves Mets tonight. Spencer Schrellenbach on the hill. Talk about Spencer's journey here. I said, Grant, you know, if the playoffs started today, and they don't, we'd have Strider, obviously, you know, Sale and Schwelly. I feel like those three guys give you a chance. I'm more concerned about the bullpen, but let's talk about Schrellenbach going tonight.
Yeah, I mean, and he's done some of his best work against the New York Mets. He's done some of his best work against, you know, playoff-type teams, contending teams in general. This is someone who I think just burst onto the scene last year and just seemed to get better and better and better. Came into this year looking like he was just going to pick right up where he left off. The league seemed to make some adjustments, and then all of a sudden Spencer Schwellenbach did the thing that great players do, and that's adjusting to the adjustments. He went through an 8-start stretch where the swing and miss just wasn't there as much. He struck out 35 guys over 8 starts, so that was a little bit alarming. Now the last 4 starts, he struck out 35 guys. So he's starting to get that again. The complete game against Milwaukee was about as efficient as I've ever seen Spencer Schwellenbach. And this, again, is going to be the foundation for the Braves while they try to figure things out offensively, getting starts from guys like Spencer Schwellenbach, Chris Sale, what we saw from Spencer Strider, heck, what we saw from Grant Holmes last time out, and Bryce Elder overall, and especially that San Francisco start. Those guys are going to have to lay the foundation. Bullpen is obviously got some questions as well, but I'll say this until I'm blue in the face and then probably take a deep breath and say it again. It's not the pitching, it's the hitting. You've got to get that part right. But Spencer Schwellenbach has looked terrific, and they need more of it, quite frankly, going forward.
What about Iglesias? You know, we talked about how important these games are, and perhaps, and again, not to be melodramatic, but, you know, with 7 of the next 10 going against the Mets, if you can make some hay, and one-run games have really been an Achilles heel, you trust Iglesias. How's the closer thing going to play out in this next few weeks?
Yeah, I mean, you can't stay away from him altogether, but I do feel like he's still kind of in that reset phase where the Braves want to use him, and he was the first man out after Chris Sale in Milwaukee, his last appearance, and I thought he was efficient and looked great as well. He scrapped the slider because we talked about the home run prone issue that he was having on that pitch to start the year. So I think there was a little bit of adjustment to be expected when he dropped that. But he's got a very good sinker, good fastball, and a great changeup. So I feel like he's got the tools to still be an effective pitcher. His strikeout rates and walk rates, pretty much in line with where they were a year ago. The problem has been hard hit contact, particularly that goes over the wall. So if they're going to have a successful bullpen, a successful run in the next 92 games, you're going to have Raisel Iglesias play some kind of meaningful role in my eyes. And that, I think, can be in the 7th or 8th inning for a minute. And then ultimately, I think he ends up slotting back to get those final 3 outs. But other guys have got to step up and step into these roles as well. And that seems to be where the Braves are searching for answers right now, trying to find the right defined roles for different guys since they're missing some pieces that were not here anymore from last year. And a couple that have gone down this year or just not pitched up to expectation, including Iglesias.
Best Mets lineup we've seen in a few years?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Pete Alonso is a big part of that. Francisco Lindor looks like he's putting together another strong season. And Juan Soto, after a really slow start, has become Juan Soto over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So that three-headed monster right there is enough to keep pitchers up at night, I think. And they've gotten some other contributions. Jeff McNeil swinging the bat well. Brandon Nimmo, I think, has been a pretty good player for them this year, though I think he kind of had to battle through a little bit of it as well. But, yeah, it's pretty solid. Not 1 through 9, but that first probably 5, 6 in that lineup is a big reason why they're doing what they're doing, because they have some pitching questions as well that they've been trying to answer as they go along this year.
Right. I know we're trying to, you know, look for some silver lining. They have lost 3 in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you'll take what you can wherever you can if you're the Braves. But the weird thing, Mike, of course, is teams come into Atlanta on a losing streak and then somehow get right in series. At least that was the case last month. So hopefully that trend is behind them. But if you look at where the Braves are right now, 8 games under 500 overall, a 13-game stretch against the National League East. I don't know if it's possible to go 10-3. I think that's probably the best-case scenario. You'd still be a game under 500 when it's all over, but you will have run a very, very tough gauntlet, including these head-to-head games against the Mets. I think the Braves could take a lot out of that. But this is, and I wrote about this for the Marietta Daily Journal this week as well, the Braves find themselves, I think, in a sink-or-swim place, Ronald Acuna Jr. talked before the game and said, look, we still believe we've got to come in with the right mindset, but we've got to get to work. The time is now, and obviously the Braves do not want to be in a position where they even have to float the idea internally of are we sellers at the trade deadline. But this next 13 games could be the determining factor in that.
Grant, talk to you tomorrow. Great stuff as always. And go Braves, man. We'll see what happens. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right, guys. More on this, and we'll be talking about it all week long. This just is a stretch of games that we need, period.
I mean, like I said, I mean, we're talking about, you know, you can you win some, you lose some, you lose some of these. I mean, you dug yourself a big, big hole. And then we get into, we can, and I don't want to have the conversation about, hey, maybe they're just going to trade Ozuna. There was a Bob Nightingale story earlier today we talked about where he said maybe the Guardians were sniffing around about Ozuna. I don't want to see that happen.
I don't either. All right. They can solve this, though. Win.
That's it.
They can solve it. All right, we're coming back. He has suffered a right calf injury, and it may cost him the series. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We're going to be at Twin Peaks on Friday. Buckhead, guys, come on out. Join us for a special broadcast, 2 to 6. Get ready for another big sports weekend, plus all the great food, drinks, scenic views, and much more. Dukes and Bell, 2 to 6, Twin Peaks Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Couple of things going on. Thanks to Grant. Obviously, the series here is the big deal for us and the Braves tonight and over the next few nights, Mike. But last night, we saw Pacers star Tyrese Haliburton suffer a strained right calf. He struggled. And when he struggles, they struggle. And the thing about this is, you know, you lose this game and everybody says, all right, well, you know, you got to go win on the road and or win back at home, should I say, and give yourself a chance for game seven. I just think the juice is gone now. I really do. And Haliburton, by the way, his coach Rick Carlisle was talking about his injury, Mike, and I think they were contemplating whether or not to bring him in, bring him out.
Right.
what they were going to do with this whole situation.
The MRI on his calf, because again, I've seen it described as calf, and some guys say ankle, but either way, it's lower calf. It's a problem with him trying to get his balance, and he's elevating, because I said Carl earlier, I never had a jump shot, so I know what he's talking about. But he's just having a hard time, you know, creating the platform to get a shot off. So the argument is, if you're in the game, you're expected to perform. That's why in the NFL, if you're out on the field, you're expected to do something. And that was just god-awful. He was in there for 34 minutes, and he couldn't do anything. I mean, nothing. Zero. The stats are like the worst. And the memes out there of him doing the choke sign was up in the garden.
That's right.
Right in game one of that series. And now you just look at the you know, the weapons the Thunder have, and just the depth and the benches all coming together. The only thing that you know, the Pacers have is Siakam, you know, the one guy who's been consistent. The rest of their bench was kind of meh. You know, I mean, I thought it was kind of wild watching that game last night. And I know that Pacers fans are saying, it's kind of like us complaining about the baseball. But, you know, if not hitting, you're not hitting. Pacer fans are feeling they're getting jobbed by the refs.
Yes.
The series definitely has felt like SGA is getting all the calls that SGA is able to push off and, you know, call it gamesmanship, Carl. But one of the things that I said to Carl earlier, I'd never seen this before. TJ McConnell gets a foul on a jump ball with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I've never seen that before.
Push off, it was weak. I didn't feel like it should have been a call. But nevertheless, yes, Pacers. Mm-hmm. And this is why I think Rick Carlisle said what he said about, you know, trying to
Scott Foster.
Yeah. Try to butter him up a little bit. He's a great official. Here is Rick Carlisle, by the way, talking about Tyrese Halliburton's injury.
He's not 100%. It's pretty clear. But I don't think he's going to miss the next game. And, you know, we were concerned at halftime. And he insisted on playing. And I thought he made a lot of really good things happen in the second half. But he's not 100%, you know, and there's a lot of guys in this series that aren't.
Okay.
All right.
So he's going to want to play because that's what players do, but I think he plays and he hurts his team even more if he's not able to do the things that he's normally able to do. Meanwhile, here's Tyrese Halliburton, by the way, talking about his decision to try to play despite the injury.
I mean, it's NBA Finals. It's the Finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, you know, help my teammates any way I can. You know, I was not great tonight by any means, but, you know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play here. You know, if I can, you know, walk, then I want to play. So, you know, they understand that and, you know, is what it is. And, you know, got to be ready to go for game 6.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. That's what it sounded
they
like.
They can have my high tops when they pulled him from my cold, numb feet. Okay, bad analogy. But yeah, man, he was able to get a couple of assists, but you know, he could not hit anything. 0 for 6, as you mentioned, the only points coming from the free throw line. And just ugly, man. 4 points for a guy you got, and there's just no one who can do what he does on that team. So if you're looking for, you know, the supporting cast, we said McConnell went for 18. That was about it. Obi Toppin for 12. Siakam's the only thing that they really got. That's all. We all we got. So I believe this is a wrap.
Yeah.
It's all over.
I think so, too.
Unless he's going to Willis Reed his ass out there and go for something. Well, remember, Willis Reed was only out there for like a few minutes to give the Knicks the bounce, and he sat down.
He did. It's not like he went out there and scored 50.
Right.
We will see. Meanwhile, tonight, Mike, we get another look at the Stanley Cup Finals. Speaking of great series, this has been, but you think Florida's about to wrap this thing up?
Well, huh? Oilers got a goalie problem, as in nobody can stop the puck. Now, the Panthers are feeling bad about blowing a 3-0 lead the other night, but they come back, and they went into Edmonton, and they took care of business. So now, according to a Canadian TSN network, that they're going to go back to Stuart Skinner. Now, if you guys haven't been following the finals, this dude was pulled in games 3 and 4 down in Florida.
Yeah.
And then he was benched for Pickard, Calvin Pickard. And then Pickard gave up the farm yesterday, last game in Edmonton. So it's kind of like if you got two goals, you don't really have one. You know, and Bobrovsky for the Panthers, he's not exactly the gold standard. He's 36. He's getting up there. And you can kind of go top shelf on him as they did in game 4. But he's certainly better than anything Edmonds rolling out. You need Draisaitl and McDavid to just go off.
Mm.
But I think the Panthers wrap. And we'll see if they're hoisting the cup down on Las Olas again tomorrow.
2 years in a row?
I think the goalie thing is real.
Yeah, do too.
And if you score early on him, the confidence is going to be shot. And then what do? You're going to pull the goalie again?
You can't.
So I'm going with the Panthers tonight to wrap.
Yeah, you can't. It's going to be a great game tonight, and certainly if this series gets extended, then things really get interesting. But Edmonton's got to do something special. Hey, as we've been talking about football today, Mike, just want to read a couple of texts because we were talking about, you know, what is James Pierce Jr. going to do And what does he have to do to prove himself as far as the Falcons making the right move? And I said 11 sacks, and my buddy Dan said, Dukes, what are you smoking? 11 sacks. Are you crazy?
Are you smoking?
Look, I'm not going to sit here like these other putts and say he's only going to get 3 sacks and be okay with it. Mm. I just can't do that.
Not enough.
Everybody keeps telling me, oh, pressure rate and SEC and he comes off the edge. Okay, Mike, mm-hmm. We got to set an expectation. Let's set a bar for him. So, Dan, I hear you, and I love Dan. But I'm not crazy. I'm looking at all these other greats in the NFL that came in and had an impact their rookie year. Why can't he?
Look, they fell in love with this guy. You know, they admitted it. You know, normally guys say, you know, we fell in love with this guy. Don't say that. You know, I mean, I don't mean it in the weird way. I'm just saying that, you know, it just kind of it communicates what a lot of the scouts, a lot of the people around the NFL were saying. Like, the Falcons just locked in on this dude. They were going to take him at 15.
Remember I told you that dude, brother, hit me up. He's like, I'm not looking for a love story.
So, I mean, Jalen Walker should be in the mix. He's going to be starting. You got other guys. Leonard Floyd was signed. You know, we got that other guy from the Chargers. I can never remember his name. We got a couple of guys in the rotation.
Fox.
Megan Fox. Not Megan. That's she's married to Machine Gun Kelly.
Morgan
Fox. But you got a lot of dudes. Not to mention, but Katie is still there. Caden Ellis will get a shot at it. You know, walking up from his position. So, I mean, if we're really good, hopefully, yeah, we're in the top, you know, 25% of the NFL in sacks.
Yes.
And we've turned this thing around in one season.
Yes.
But I don't know.
You don't have the confidence?
Well, I'm not sold on the coaching staff. I'm not a big fan of Raheem. You know that.
Not a big fan
of Ulbrich, so I'm hoping we're going to fix it.
If he's all that.
Right.
If Jalen is all that, this is what we should be looking at.
Right. Now, remember, he hired the wrong guy last year.
Wait a minute, time out.
And James and Jimmy
Rewind,
Lake.
Rewind. Did you just say you're going to blame this on the coach if these guys don't perform?
Yes. Well, I mean, this is the guy that brought in to run the defense.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, a lot on his plate last year with the Jets. I get it.
Are
but
you,
I mean,
you're already blaming Ulbrich if this thing, if these guys don't perform?
Not a fan. We'll see where it goes. I hope I'm wrong. There were other guys out there for D.C. Day-day shaking his head behind the glass. Hopefully they got it right. And they're going to get after the quarterback, and we're going to be in the second business.
They're going to be fine.
All right, man.
I need these guys to live up to their potential.
All right.
I mean, seriously.
This is kind of like Sergeant Slogan 2.0 with Ra and Ulbrich, but we'll see.
Line up over there and do what you do. This isn't that hard. Right. I mean, honestly, I say that. There are obviously other responsibilities, but for Pierce, they're asking him to do what he did in college. I just don't feel like they're going to ask him to do – he's not going to be in coverage like Jalen Walker. He's not.
Hope not. So now, Jalen can do that. You're right, but that's not his. That is not his strong suit.
I tell you what, I'm learning something about you right now. All this stuff's coming out before the season. Don't trust him. Don't think he's good enough.
I like Pierce.
Wow.
I like Pierce. I didn't think he was worth jumping back in the first round and giving up a first round pick for him.
That's why he's got to prove it.
That's where we go. But again, as I said to the listener last week, when we were having this conversation. There's no way of knowing, guys. This is all based on my bias over what was reported during the draft. This is post-draft bias, okay, based on what all the knuckleheads, you know, from Hare Helmet, Kuiper had to say, or Todd McShay, or guys I do believe and respect like Daniel Jeremiah, they thought it was a reach. Now we're going to find out if they were right or the Falcons were right. Jalen Walker was never supposed to be there at 15, and that's a gift from God, and hopefully he's going to ball out. But then again, that's what we know right now. As you say, we go with what we know. By this time, you know, in 6 months, we might find out that Pierce is that guy.
He better
that
be.
That he's such a rock star that you got the size and the speed element that you can't coach, and he's going to be more impactful. Hope he is.
And if he's not, you're blaming Ulbrich. That's what I got out of this.
Well, these guys put their heads together with the draft. Historically, bad things happen.
All right. We're going to see. We got to make way. Chris has got the night show coming up.
Two words, TJ Watt.
If you missed that conversation earlier, you can go back, rewind, and hear it. Guys, let's get out of the way and clear our throats.
Three words.
Two. Hey, thanks to our guest today, Stink. Mark Schlereth stopped by.
Love that dude.
Good football conversation with Schlereth. Also, thanks to Grant for coming in. And, man, look, I don't know what they're going to do, but they got to do something. And I'm talking about our Braves. We're going to be talking about it with you tomorrow. Make sure you're here starting at 2
do it.
O'clock. Dominator, great job as always. Day-Day, executive producing. Chris has got the night show. Stay right here, man. He's got you covered. All right, Mike, we got to get it out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, love a guy speaking and shooting from the hip. Diego Pavia, the quarterback for Vandy, saying, you don't want to play in the Big Ten. Those guys suck. I'm paraphrasing, but he did go to say, the SEC provides more competition night in, night out. You're not going to get a Purdue or Nebraska's in the SEC. Also said, we're going to run Tennessee. Going to run the state. The guy is a stud. He's had a crazy performance as quarterback, you know, beat Alabama. He may have the minerals to pull it off, but I'll tell you what, we're going to find out if he's writing checks with his ego. His body can't cash.
Johnny Manziel, shh, be quiet. You talk about you know what Shador Sanders is dealing with? Really? We all forget how everybody was giddy when the Browns picked you 22nd overall, and everybody was going crazy. This is it! Cleveland's got it right. Do you guys realize Cleveland has cycled through 38 different starting quarterbacks since 1999, and they still haven't found the right guy, even after guaranteeing, sorry, Deshaun, Deshaun Watson, $250 million?
Mm.
Johnny Manziel went on his podcast, Glory Days. Mike, how apropos, glory days, and said, I think he's going to be successful, and Shador Sanders probably will be starting for the Browns.
All right.
Johnny Manziel, you could have been starting for the Browns if you were committed.
Keep your head on straight.
Hey, man, if you love the show.
You tell your friends.
You don't.
You're trying to hit, but you got dead balls.
Feel my heat.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.